This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. The state of Florida recently passed a bill that gives most victims of crimes 3 years to get help paying for recovery support, support like mental health care. Previously, the deadline was, with a few exceptions, 1 year to receive services that could be reimbursed. The new law takes effect October 1st. It's not retroactive, which means that most of the kids who survived the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School can no longer get their mental health care paid for by victim compensation funds. A group of parents and therapists in the community want state legislators to expand access to this funding for trauma treatment. One of those people is Dr. Nicole Cook. She's an epidemiologist with Nova Southeastern University. She studies behavioral health and access to care. And two of her daughters were at Douglas that day. She spoke to me about why she wants to see more money and more time for survivors to get help. Heads up, this conversation does have some tough content related to the shooting.
We know from research on veterans that PTSD symptoms can arise anywhere from, you know, several months to a year or beyond after the actual event. And so it's really short-sighted to think that, you know, 12 months is the limit.
Had all of the survivors sought care, been diagnosed in that time frame, do we have enough resources for them?
Well, we definitely don't have enough resources for them. There's a huge lack of resources in Florida for behavioral health counselors. And honestly, if you go out there right now, it's very, very hard to find care. In our case, we have insurance. And as you go through the list of providers, even if they say that they take new patients, most of the providers do not take new patients, and the waiting lists are exceptionally long. And that is even before we begin to speak to if they're actually trained to deal with PTSD and with trauma among adolescents.
What do you want the legislature to know about what these kids need?
There's a very big definition in Florida between physical injury and mental health injury. In our case, they don't even consider it mental injuries. They only consider them as having been a witness. And those witness benefits ended after 1 year, and there is no extension. Now we're left with no way to pay for that care. It's like services just stop. Or you've got to fork up the dollars. Now, again, there's a huge need for behavioral health care in Broward County. So it's costly. We pay $175 for one of my children. My other children want a sliding fee scale. That sliding fee is $175. We pay $250 for the psychiatrist. So when the legislator created that rule, they probably didn't anticipate that we would have thousands of children that were affected by a school shooting and that were at risk of PTSD. I want to stress 20% of Americans are struggling with psychological distress. Among this population, it's going to be 30, 40, 50, 60% of these kids. And it's crushing for those of us in public health to be thinking about it.
What do you want to happen next?
Right. At a minimum, if we're going to put our students on the front line of the gun control debate and have to send them to school every single day, at a minimum, we should be able to provide them care.
Dr. Cook has a list of changes she'd like legislators make to victim compensation funds, like classifying people with mental trauma as victims, not just witnesses of crimes, making sure they have choice in providers, and reimbursing victims for at least the first 5 years of support services. Two of Cook's three children witnessed the shooting at Douglas. Unless something in the law changes, victim compensation won't reimburse any therapy they've received since the first anniversary. Was 12 months enough for your daughters?
Oh no, they're both still in care. There's no way to really define how something like this happens to a 14-year-old. Do we decide that by 15 years old, they're fine? In our case, we don't need to just set up a college fund. We need to set up a fund for our kids for the rest of their lives. What happens when my 14-year-old, who saw three people shot and bleed out in her classroom, has children of her own? We had a number of people from Columbine came down and spoke to us. And as they grew up, they realized that their PTSD symptoms hit them when they came to drop their own children off at school a generation later.
That was Dr. Nicole Cook. WLRN reached out to the state attorney general's office. A spokesperson said that the state reviews victim compensation claims on a case-by-case basis and encouraged anyone who's been having trouble to call the office. You can find that information at WLRN.org. I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN News.